Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers football coach Ashley Henley. Coach, things didn't go very well at Vinita as you traveled to Vinita to take on the Hornets. Matter of fact, as you told me, Dewey was kind of in it for a little bit part of the game, but after that, it was all Vinita.
Yeah, you know, they got out early 14-0, and then, I mean, we moved the ball early, had a penalty on fourth down that kind of killed the drive. And then, you know, we mixed in a stop or two and eventually scored and got it 14-6, but we just didn't play very well. I mean, we both sides of the ball just did not play well.
Also, special teams, there were a lot of miscues in that one. I think you told me there were four block punts in that game, too.
Yeah, we screwed the protection up multiple times, you know, and you know, we just mental things that we didn't execute, and they took advantage, and when it happens like that in all three phases, it gets out of hand.
Well, if there was a positive role on that game, it had to go to an individual, Hunter Brewer, who has been playing very well this year. 125 yards on 17 carries, and end up having two touchdowns. And seems like this kid is really the heart and soul of that Dewey offense.
He is. You know, I feel like, you know, from an individual standpoint, this was his best game as far as running the football. I mean, as far as, you know, based on the design of the play, where the ball goes, and something we emphasized with him a little bit this week, and he had a good week of practice, you know, and it showed on Friday with the results. He did good. He did play well offensively.
Well, forgetting about that game on last week and focus now on district play as you host Tulsa Webster for homecoming. And Webster 2-1 on the year. Their last win was Friday against Capitol Hill. And Tulsa Webster, they've got some weapons on that offensive side of the football.
They do. They're an athletic group of kids. Their quarterback is a returner. You know, he's a good player. They've got a receiver that really has some exceptional ball skills from the standpoint of throwing the ball in his vicinity. He has an knack for coming down with it, you know. Running backs, again, you know, they're an athletic football team. We're going to have to tackle well. We feel like if we tackle well, that we'll be in the game or win the game.
I think it has to start, Coach, on, and if you agree with me on this, it has to start on that offensive front four. They've got to make those stops, especially on the running attack for Webster.
No doubt about it. We feel like we match up well on the offensive and defensive line, both sides. You know, we feel good about that matchup, and we expect those guys to make some plays for us.
Offensively for the Doggers, what are they going to be facing against this Webster defense?
Yeah, you know, I think they're kind of a 4-3 defense, but I think I expect for them to play some man coverage, bring some pressure. You know, it's something that we, again, have struggled with at times. So that's how we're going to prepare for it. Kind of worst case scenario for us is something we've got to get better at anyway. So that's kind of what I expect from them. Again, they're athletic. If they have some athletes out there on defense, you know, that can run the ball, they play hard. It's going to be up to us to execute things mentally and not have those breakdowns in protection, again, to have success.
Well, if it had to come down to one thing, special teams, and we don't talk about that very often. Last week against Vinita didn't do very well, but if it has to come down to special teams, you got to have that protection for your kickers.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, and honestly, up until last week, we haven't been bad on special teams. But it's something we're trying to emphasize and improve on. And, you know, we tell the kids all the time, you can win or lose a game based on the kicking game.
No, the front line for Dewey is a key on this game for Friday night, but I think you got to give this kid a lot of touches, and that's Jonathan Blackman. Got to give him a lot of opportunities if Dewey has a chance to beat Webster.
You're right. You know, he's a kid that can make plays for us, and that's something we're trying to make an emphasis to do is to get him the football, you know, to allow him to do the things that he does well.
Health-wise, how's the team looking for Friday?
You know, overall, not bad. Considering where we're at, we've got a few nicks and your normal stuff. Johnson is one that at this point could be a little questionable. We'll see how he's doing today. He didn't play all of the Vanita game, but we feel like we'll have him back. We'll have a better idea as we get into the week.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers against Webster.
No problem. Appreciate you taking the time.